This week on Vikings Huddle, we'll be making lava at the Science Museum of Minnesota. We will see how Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin does against a young Vikings fan in a one-on-one trivia contest. And join Vikings safety Anthony Harris for behind-the-scenes tour at Delta Airlines. All that and more on Vikings Huddle. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Crank, and I hope you are ready because I have an adventure planned for you today. But first, we get to know Vikings defensive end, Danielle Hunter. All right, Danielle, let's jump right into it. Where's your hometown?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. What do you miss the most about it?
Just being down there, just hanging out with my family, friends. That's the only time of year I get to be with my family. So.
What about the weather?
It's kind of humid down here all the time, in the hundreds, so it's nothing like up here.
So now you're really happy to be in the snow, right?
Definitely.
Definitely. You built any snowmen lately?
I did my rookie year, but then that's about it.
Where'd you go to college?
LSU.
Okay, why'd you choose that school?
That was a school far enough away from home to where I could just be by myself, but close enough for when it's a holiday, I could go home and see my family.
Close enough so parents can't surprise, but close enough where they can still come visit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the perfect distance.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Now, if you were talking to a kid who wanted to someday play in the NFL, what kind of advice would you give them?
Just stay in school, listen to the teachers. That's the main thing, get your education, because that'll keep advancing you towards where you need to be in college. And listen to the coaches. Be disciplined, be humble. And keep thriving.
Definitely. So you've had quite a few coaches, I assume, throughout the years.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of those had a pretty good impact on you?
Most of them was from when I was younger. I started football when I was 10 years old, so I had a pretty decent amount of coaches that impacted my life.
Okay. Did you have a favorite sports team growing up?
I liked the Panthers.
Okay, why?
No, when I was little, I kind of liked Cam Newton. Because I felt like, I resembled him kind of body-wise and all that. But obviously we played different sides of the ball, but I kind of liked the Panthers growing up.
How many siblings do you have?
Two sisters.
Okay. Is it tough being the only guy in the house?
Not really.
Can you braid hair then?
No.
Oh, okay. So they didn't quite do their job as sisters. Okay. What's your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is just not being able to be there when somebody needs me.
All right. Yeah. You'll be my first call then.
All right.
All right, and our final two questions are from our youth video submissions. Here's our first one.
What made you decide to become an NFL football player?
I decided to become an NFL player because when I was little, putting on the pads, it just made me feel invincible. And ever since then, every time the pads go on, I'm like, I'm invincible. So that's a big part of the reason why I wanted to become an NFL player.
And our second youth video question is,
what does it feel like running into the U.S. Bank Stadium?
It's a great feeling, running out through the chute, looking around, seeing all the fans that are there to support you, family and friends. It's a feeling unlike no other.
Thanks so much, Danielle, and thank you to our young Vikings fans for submitting those questions.
It's time now to check in with the students at Clover Ridge Elementary as they take on Victor in a spelling bee.
Welcome back to Mrs. Lee's fifth grade classroom. Now, today isn't the Scripps National Spelling Bee, but we are having a spelling bee between Owen and Victor. Victor isn't here right now, and he'll get the chance to compete when he returns. Okay, Owen, are you ready for your first word?
Yeah, I guess.
The word is Mississippi. The next word is chocolate. The next word, application. February. And our last word, entrepreneur.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, who gave these words? Huh. Entrepreneur. So, Owen, you did awesome, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah. I don't know if Victor's gonna be able to top that.
So first, you've got to challenge Owen, okay? Are you ready for the first word? Mississippi. The word is chocolate. Chocolate. Possibility. The word is excellent. February. Oh no, banging his head against the whiteboard. And lastly, entrepreneur. That'll stump him. Person who sells stuff. Hey, you know what? You did your best. Did you do your best? Now let's grade this. Okay. What you needed to beat for Owen was a +4. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I told you.
5. Okay. Stay tuned to Vikings Huddle as we see what's in store for our Vikings Explorers feature. And we'll take you to the Science Museum where we are making lava. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm really excited about this one. Let's burn a path on our way to the Science Museum of Minnesota where David Morgan is learning all about lava. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Science Museum of Minnesota. My name is James, and join me in welcoming a very special guest, Minnesota Viking David Morgan. Give him a big round of applause. Very nice, yes. And David, welcome to the Science Museum of Minnesota. We're really pleased to have you here for a very special presentation of one of the hottest shows that we do here at the Science Museum of Minnesota about one of the hottest topics in all of geology. Do you know what we're going to be talking about?
Lava.
Yeah, you got it. Lava, yeah. Hey, one more hot joke, okay? This show is so hot that as I speak, we are melting lava in this kiln. More on that in just a bit. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Lava Live. Now, to get started, throughout the show, I'm going to be sort of using two terms pretty frequently, and those are magma and lava. Both terms refer to the melted or molten rock. That's another phrase I'll be using pretty regularly, molten. The melted or molten rock that are capable of flowing. However, magma, oh, will you say that with me?
Magma.
Very nice, yes. Magma refers to the melted or molten rock that stays below the Earth's surface, whereas lava, you want to say that one to me?
Lava,
yeah, refers to the melted or molten rock that actually reaches the Earth's surface. Now, when magma is underneath the ground, it is under a tremendous amount of pressure, sort of like the dissolved gases in a can of soda pop, which are released once we open the can, right? But David, what do you suppose might happen if I were to shake this can up and then open it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like the sound effects way better than just saying it. Yeah, it's going to everywhere, right? But I'm not going to do that to you. You're a guest.
Appreciate
and
that.
You're much bigger than me. I think you tackle me. Take me down. I'm a little guy. But yes, magma sort of does the same thing. When gaseous magma actually makes it past the Earth's surface, it is actually sprayed and exploded. Lava fragments in all direction. And the pieces of lava that go or are exploded from explosive eruptions from a volcano are called pyroclasts. Can you say that with me? Pyroclasts. Yeah. Ready to see some lava?
I'm ready to see some
lava. All right, sweet. You guys ready to see some lava?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So, for the last 2 hours, I have been melting lava. And what we're using today is ground up basaltic rock. So we got the basalt, right? But we've also mixed it with another ingredient, borax. And that just helps lower the melting point of our rock. You hang tight for just a second. I'm going to get some safety gear on. And we will proceed. Yeah, this is really fun stuff to wear. Who is laughing? This is my favorite thing to wear here at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Why don't you join me right over here? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here is some lava. And one day I'm going to learn how to write my name in it. All right. So, pretty hot stuff. Let's hear it for our lava. Woo. Turn this baby off. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for joining us. Give yourselves another big round of applause. Give our guest, David Morgan, Minnesota Viking, a big round of applause, and enjoy the rest of your day at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
KidCaster time. It's Adeline from Edina. Can I get a round of applause for the future of broadcasting, Miss Adeline? You're going to see a Vikings call against Green Bay. You're going to hear my call. We're going to play it back, and then you say whatever you want to say. You ready?
Yes.
High five. Let's take a peek here. Let's go.
Redford out of the shotgun. Takes a handoff. Steps up. Loops it to the end zone for Diggs. Caught! Touchdown! Stephon Diggs is killing the Green Bay Packers in Border Battle 112.
Vikings against Packers. You know all about that, right? Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite team?
I like the Vikings.
Same. So here's what we're going to do. Sam Bradford threw a touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs. Can't remember the names or whatever. Just say, passing touchdown, go Vikings, and you're all good. Let's pump her up again. Let's go. Adeline, Edina, KidCaster, it's your turn. Go.
Sam Bradford backs up, throws it to Stephon Diggs. The touchdown.
Yes.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yes. Hi, Tim. Well done, young lady. That is a KidCaster.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts. He went to the University of Mississippi. He wears number 11. He is a Vikings wide receiver. The answer is coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere. I'm exhausted from all that running around. What a fun game to play with a bunch of friends. Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'2". He weighs 215 pounds. He is Vikings wide receiver Laquon Treadwell. Next, we will send it over to our dietitians with another great snack option for the Nutrition Minute.
Hi kids, I'm Melissa, your dietitian, and today I'm going to show you how to make an easy snack called confetti apple donuts. So we're gonna start with a slice of apple. Your parents are gonna have to help you cut this up, and then I used a little melon baller to make that circle in the center to get out the core. And then you gotta start with your base. So I like to use peanut butter, but if you're allergic, feel free to use almond butter or sunflower butter. And you wanna spread that all along the base of the apple so that all of your ingredients stick. Then I like to add a little bit of vanilla almond granola for some crunch. And then this way you're getting that fiber from the apple, and then you're getting some protein from the peanut butter. I like to next add a little bit of shredded coconut to top it all off. And I like to use the unsweetened kind because I don't think you need any extra sugar. And then I like to top it off with mini chocolate chips, because who doesn't love little mini chocolate chips? That is a great way to get some protein from that peanut butter and then some fiber from the apple in for a snack to help keep you full longer. Thanks for watching, and remember to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krings, along with special guest Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are taking on Stone. Now, here is the situation. I have 10 questions. I'm going to ask one question, and you're both going to reach to buzz in. The first person to buzz in will get the chance to answer. If the answer is correct, you get a point. However, if the answer is incorrect, the other player will get the chance to steal. Are you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
Let's shake hands.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Which country is home to kangaroos? Everson.
Africa.
That is incorrect. Would you like to steal?
Yes. Australia.
Correct. Stone, 1 point.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Holy moly, I'm in trouble.
As long as you know it. What food comes from bees?
Honey. Ooh.
It's evened out, 1-1.
I gotta bring my A game for Stone.
True or false? Texas is the largest state in the United States. Stone.
True.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
False. Alaska is bigger than Texas, right?
Correct. Alaska. Everson, 2-1. Moving on. What Disney character's favorite saying is, to infinity and beyond?
Yes! To infinity and beyond, Buzz Lightyear.
Bingo, Everson. Correct.
Yeah.
And our score is Everson 3-1.
Let's go, Stone.
Spell chocolate. Stone.
C-H-O-C-A-L-T-E.
Very, very close. However, there was a mistake in there.
It was.
Everson, spell chocolate.
And I'm not the best speller. I didn't want to spell a B growing up. So C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E.
Correct. Correct. Who sings the theme song for the hit movie Trolls? Stone.
Justin Timberlake.
Bingo. Sorry, Everson.
Oh, dab on him. Okay, okay.
What did Humpty Dumpty do after he sat on the wall?
He fell off the wall.
Correct. He had a great fall.
Okay, all right.
He did? He did have a great fall. Okay, we are moving on to our final question. The situation is Everson 4-3. Stone, if you get this one, you can even it out. Sing a line from a Justin Bieber song. Everson.
Dang it.
5-3.
Bye.
That's not Justin Bieber.
Oh.
I'm the one, yeah. Have a look at the cheese, you never lie, though. Yeah.
That is correct. That is correct. Stone, our scores are 4-4. We are going to move on to a tiebreaker. How many days are in a week? Everson.
7.
Dang it.
7 is the correct answer. Everson, damn. You win the tiebreaker and you're taking home the W. Tune in next week to see how Everson does on our next contestant. Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. I'm here at Northport Elementary School and our next Play 60 activity is Raid the Cookie Jar. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right, let's get up and go.
So today we're going to play Raid the Cookie Jar. The great thing about this game is there's a lot of strategy involved. The object of the game, you take turns in your team to come out and grab a cookie, which is a beanbag from the middle, and bring it back and put it in your team's cookie jar. And you take turns. We know whose turn it is by the deck ring. You cannot run unless you have the deck ring that's on the cone. Your team wins the game when you collect 5 cookies in your cookie jar. You guys ready to get started?
Yes!
Ready, go!
Play, Ulysses! Oh! I got one! Yes!
Stop! Red team has 5 cookies in their cookie jar, so red team wins the final game. Great job.
We win.
Raid the Cookie Jar was a total blast. I'm exhausted from all that running around. What a fun game to play with a bunch of friends. Coming up next on Vikings Huddle, we will see another Vikings fan sit down with one of their favorite players and also make another stop at a great location in the Twin Cities with our Explorers feature. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Now we are off to Delta Airlines for behind the scenes sneak peek in our Vikings Explorers feature.
Welcome, Anthony, to our control center here in Minneapolis. We've got all of our departments up here, and we try to coordinate all of our flight activity. We've got about 454 flights here in Minneapolis, and our representation up here is about 22 employees. Any situations that come up, they'll take it and either disperse it out to employees on the ground or in our passenger service area. They're also in touch with our police department, customs, and so forth to make sure everything goes smooth.
You actually see all the activity on the ground of our planes moving around as they approach the field and so forth. So we keep an eye on everybody and all of our aircraft, of course.
It's kind of similar to Philly Airport. They kind of bus you around to the next terminal.
But, I mean, this is cool because I got a nice vest. Stand out a little bit closer to the airplanes.
So as you can see, we are currently located in one of our Tech Ops hangars, one that you maybe have seen from 494 on occasion. Lots of moving parts in here, literally. We want to ensure the safest airline possible and the best customer experience for our customers. Once again, Anthony, we'd like to welcome you here at Delta, and we'd love to give you a behind-the-scenes tour. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You like, gotta make sure they're up. Perfect, you're parking it.
For emergency purposes, we have multiple exits located in the front and the back of the aircraft. During the case of emergency, all the lights on the floor will illuminate it and lead you to the exits.
We actually have a moment to really kind of take a look at it when it's empty. What do you think? Is there a lot of space?
Plenty of space. I see they have the blankets in place for if it gets a little bit chilly. Nice first class seats, extra leg room for a tall guy like me.
So right now, where we're at right now is in our aft galley. So this is located in the very rear of the aircraft. This is where we store our food and beverages for you in flight. Of course, all these latches are very important for our safety during takeoff and landing and in turbulent conditions. Well, Anthony, that pretty much sums up our tour. Thank you for joining us behind the scenes today.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a good time.
Do you think that you'll be able to look at flying just a little bit differently now that you've gotten this tour?
Yeah, next time I'm on a Delta flight, I'll definitely take it and appreciate it more.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, mint chocolate chip for sure.
Me too!
Nice. Love it.
Who would win a race on the team?
Oh, me for sure. Obviously, right?
What's your favorite animal?
Favorite animal? Probably a lion.
Dog.
A dog? No, a lion. Because they're crazy.
Dogs are cute and fluffy.
That's true.
If you were a kid, whose autograph would you want?
Well, I always wanted Randy Moss's and Chris Carter. So I'd still say, you know, if I was a kid growing up, those are the two guys that I always really wanted to get their autograph.
What's your favorite memory from playing football?
Probably beating the Packers at Lambeau and going to, making the playoffs. Just having the opportunity to play in the playoffs. My first time in the playoffs was pretty fun.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thanks for interviewing me.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We saw Everson Griffin test his knowledge against a young Vikings fan. We learned all about how lava is made with David Morgan at the Science Museum. And join Viking safety Anthony Harris for behind-the-scenes tour at Delta Airlines. Don't forget to join us next week as we see a fire tornado at the Science Museum. Get some adrenaline pumping at Smash with Vikings wide receiver Jarius Wright. And talk football and life with veteran cornerback Terrence Newman. See you later.